Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Entering his eighth season, UCLA baseball coach John Savage has built the Bruin program into one of the nation's best. He does it by finding those prospects and getting them into Westwood, and we are pleased to have the head coach of the Bruins with us, along with one of those freshmen, Kevin Kramer, second baseman. Gentlemen, welcome to Bruin Talk.
Thank you.
Coach, College World Series finals a couple of years ago. Last year you won the Pac-10, now the Pac-12 championship, solo, first time since 1986. But you got a big rebuilding job this year.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't look at it. We kind of talk about really reloading. I mean, we really like our team. We got a bunch of good young players. We have some experienced position players. We have an experienced starter coming back on the weekends. So, you know, everybody knows Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer are gone, but we're very, very excited about this team, and we love the chemistry of it.
The number one and number three picks in the draft, that had to be gratifying to you.
It was for the entire program, really. I mean, and for college baseball, I mean, you see two guys come out of high school. One was a first rounder, one left high school early, and they both developed into guys that are going to be major league pitchers for a long time.
Kevin, you were drafted by the Cleveland Indians, 25th round. You decided to come and play college baseball instead. Welcome to UCLA.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us about the decision process about whether to turn pro or whether to come to college.
Well, my senior year, the decision to go pro and to come to college was pretty, it was tough. I went through a long process, but in the end, the schooling, just knowing that I have 3 years of school, compared to my friends, you know, some of my friends went pro and they decided, you know, they signed for $1.5 million and $2.75 million. But in the end, the Cleveland Indians did not offer, because they knew they couldn't satisfy what I wanted. And I had pretty high demands. But in the end, Coach Savage and the UCLA Bruins seemed right for me.
You just wanted the dorm food.
Yes, that's right.
Kevin, you helped the U16 USA team win a gold medal in Taiwan. What was that experience like, and how is your experience here at UCLA compared to your high school and club experience?
The experience winning a gold medal was really, really satisfying. It was a month-long process. We started off in Fullerton, California, just at Cal State Fullerton with the week-long trials. Then we continued on for a week of practice after the team was finished. Then we went on to Taiwan, for 2 weeks. We had a week of exhibition matches against Australia, Cuba, and Chinese Taipei. We lost to Chinese Taipei in the exhibition, and after that our coaches weren't very pleased. Then we went into 8 games where we went 8-0. We finished off, we beat Chinese Taipei coming back. Then we beat Cuba in the finals to win 8-7 the last inning. The experience was really good. Taiwan wasn't my favorite place to play, but the team was very, very good. We had a lot of chemistry, and we clicked. We really did click.
But Coach, the world has really changed. In the old days, a guy like Kevin from Turlock, he might get a game in Merced. Here he is playing in Chinese Taipei. Yeah. It's got to be amazing watching the experience the high school players get now before they ever meet your program.
Yeah, I mean, the exposure they get in Team USA and area codes and the AFLAC game, and all these guys have been, you know, stars, really, where they played, and travel team and high school exposure and the high school baseball along with the travel team and everything. It's just the exposure has just gotten so high that everybody sees them. All 30 major league clubs and every college sees them. So it's competitive to get a player.
Here you got a young freshman who's a good hitter, 350. He's the kind of guy that can get on base.
Yeah, he's a special player. I mean, Kevin would have been a much higher draft, really, if his demands were kind of what met, you know, the man from Major League Baseball. And he's really a shortstop in high school. He was a quarterback, a very, very good athlete, a versatile guy, a tough-minded guy. And like I said, he could have gone anywhere. He had his choice, and we're very fortunate to have him at UCLA.
We alluded to Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer both being extremely high draft picks. So it is a new era on the pitching staff this year. Sophomore Adam Plutko's received preseason All-America awards by Louisville Slugger. Mm-hmm. What can fans expect from him this year?
Well, I just want him to be himself, really. You know, I mean, he had such a phenomenal year last year pitching behind Garrett and Trevor. He pitched over 100 innings, almost had 100 strikeouts. His ERA was 2. His record was 7-4, and really should have been about 10-2. So we expect him to get better, like we do with all our players, but we look at him to be our main guy Friday night and just to be himself, really, and not to try to do too much.
And Coach, you have an experienced outfield coming back. They've all been there before. It's got to be nice knowing you've got the outfield fences covered.
Yeah, we really, really like our defense. I mean, you're talking about Trevor Brown and Heineman behind the plate and Regis and Valleca and Kevin Williams and Kevin Kramer around the infield. And then you talk about a star-studded outfield, really, with Cody Kiefer and Jeff Jelic, and then, of course, Bo Amaral in center field.
Coach, the Bruins always play a challenging schedule. You've made some renovations again to Jackie Robinson Stadium. Tell us the kind of teams that are going to come in this year and play at the Bruins' home field.
Well, we got a great home schedule for any fan that wants to come out to Jackie Robinson. You're talking about Baylor, you're talking about Maryland, Sacramento State. Those are the first three weekends of the year. Our home conference schedule is as good as conference schedules you can get. You have Arizona State, Oregon, USC, Washington State. Very, very competitive home schedule. We got Fullerton, Long Beach, Pepperdine, all those guys coming in. So grab a seat because we're excited for this team and we're very excited for our home schedule.
February 17th, the opening weekend against Maryland. That's just around the corner. What's the team doing now to get ready? I know you have the alumni game coming up. How about after that?
Well, we're just working. You know, I mean, conditioning, lifting, running, working hard in the Gifford hitting facility, working hard on the field. We're in individual phase right now, 4-on-1. And then our official practice starts on the 27th. But we're doing a lot of work. And like I said, the guys have really a good mindset and chemistry. And guys are excited to get going. I think we have a lot to prove. And I think we 18th, 19th preseason. And that's about where we want to be.
Dave mentioned the alumni game coming up later this month. How important do you think it is for current players to kind of get that interaction with alumni who've been in their shoes? Yeah. They know what it's like. What does that mean to the players?
Well, I think it's very, very important. I mean, it's history, it's tradition, it's expectations, and you see a lot of major league players that come back. You see guys have been very successful in the business world, and it's just you're a Bruin, and they love coming back and seeing the ballpark and meeting the new players, and so the relationships that they can build just with one day really are just something of a lifetime, and we're very, very excited for that day, and we just pray for no rain and get all the Bruins back on one field.
Kevin, I know that as a recent commit to UCLA, you see all the Bruin alums who have succeeded in the big leagues. You start following some of those guys as they got into the postseason last year?
Yeah, it's really inspiring to know that guys that have come here through the program have succeeded that far. And, you know, it just makes you work harder each and every day to know that you can be in the same spot they are. And they're good about it. Yesterday we had Delman Young come out to practice yesterday and hit with us in the batting cage, so that was inspiring just to look up to him and see, okay, we can really do this and we can be there. But also, 3 years first and hopefully a couple trips to Omaha.
We don't start thinking about baseball as fans until this time of year comes around, but you've been working hard all fall. Tell us about some of the individual work you did to step your game up.
Yeah, baseball's a year-long process for us. Individual workouts, they're very tough, and along with lifting and conditioning and team practice, and then we have scrimmages on top of that. Coach Bruce and I have been working hard at second base and shortstop, and then hitting with Coach Peters, and then team practice with Coach Savage and all the coaches, and then scrimmages with all the guys. And the Blue Gold series was really well. It went pretty good. The gold team ended up winning. We lost the first game, but then the last two games we came back and won. So it was pretty satisfying.
Coach, you talked about the schedule, and this year, although it's not on a weekend this year, you've got another game at Dodger Stadium against USC. I know that's a highlight of the Bruins' schedule.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for our fans and our team to play at Dodger Stadium. We've played there the last 2 years. This year's got a little quirk in terms of we're playing on a Tuesday night. It's going back to the weekend from there on. We have Oklahoma and Notre Dame and Vanderbilt and TCU and a bunch of teams coming in down the road. This year it's on a Tuesday night. We're hoping to get our Bruin fans in the ballpark. And we won the first year when we went to Omaha. And unfortunately, we lost 2-0 last year in a tight ball game. And we're going to get back after them again this year in March. But that will be a game on Tuesday before league starts.
And the Bruins' home field, Jackie Robinson Stadium, just across the 405 over at the VA, there have been additional improvements. Tell us about the upgrades to the facility this year.
Well, the ballpark looks great. I mean, you know, we're adding additional seating. We're going to have 1,500 chair backs and a brand new clubhouse for our players, which is very rewarding for myself, certainly for the players. And the surface is really good right now. Of course, we have the Gifford hitting facility, which is the best facility in the country. And so each year it's getting better and better. And our program is producing players, and we're winning, and we just got to keep on that track.
With the early exit in the regionals last year and now with season coming up, what kind of improvements have Kevin, you made and coach you as well to the team, either mentally or physically, to prepare the team for this upcoming season?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, whenever you end the season with disappointment, you have to look at yourself in terms of, you know, what can we do to get better. And really, you know, the bats were the big transition last year. We weren't offensive as we were the year before with the same players. So we need to get back to our offense mindset. Like I said, I really think we're going to hit, even though we didn't hit like we thought we would last year. So that's the one thing, is be more offensive, more aggressive offensively, and then keep that level of expectation on the defense and the pitching.
Well, coming into the program this year, the juniors have really led by example, and they've taught us freshmen how to be a Bruin. And the freshman class, I think we've stepped up, but there's still a lot of room for improvement. The juniors and sophomores have taught us, you know, what to do, what not to do, how to work even harder, even when you have nothing left in the tank. So they've led by great example, and I can see that they're all hungry to be back to Omaha again, and us freshmen, we're ready for it. So,
Coach, have you set your rotation yet?
You know, it looks like it'll be Adam Plutko on Friday, and then there's about three guys battling for that Saturday, Sunday, Zach Weiss and Scott Griggs and Nick Vandertig, and then one of those guys will be a closer, and then our bullpen will be mostly freshmen and sophomores, with the exception of, you know, a Chase Brewer and a Ryan Dieter that are juniors, and we're looking to maybe possibly, you know, Grant Watson as a Tuesday starter, that left-hander freshman. So we'll look to start a freshman on Tuesday and really get that bulk of experience there on the weekends.
Well, looking forward to a great season for UCLA baseball. Coach John Savage and future broadcaster Kevin Kramer, thank you for joining us, and best of luck to you this year.
Thanks so much.
And we'll be right back for more UCLA Bruin Talk after this brief public service announcement.
A trophy can be made just about anywhere. But there's one place where champions are made. UCLA, champions made here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Bruin Talk. It is now time to honor our Student Athlete of the Week. This week, we honor the UCLA gymnastics team as our Team of the Week. Ranked number one, UCLA defeated number 5 Utah in an impressive performance at the John Wooden Center. With 4 Bruins scoring 9.9 and higher on vault, the squad started the competition off just as strong as they ended their 2011 season. Even more impressively, the team was able to come back from some rare falls on beam to rally in rotation 4 and come out on top. The Bruins took first through fourth place, and Sam Peschek won overall at the event. Congratulations, gymnastics, and good luck in the rest of the season. If you would like additional information about UCLA athletics, please visit our website at uclabruins.com.
UCLA men's soccer had another good year in 2011, going all the way to the College Cup before they fell in heartbreaking fashion in penalty kicks to North Carolina. And one of the guys that was right there in the thick of it is a midfielder forward who was an honorable mention all Pac-12 selection this year. We say hello to Evan Rayner. Hi, Evan. How's it going?
Good, good. Good to be here.
Well, let's talk about that experience of going to the College Cup. It's got to be tremendously exciting as a player to be amongst the nation's best.
Oh, man. It was a moment of a lifetime, really, because, you know, you get treated like royalty in the soccer kingdom, you know, and you get police escorts to the games, to the events. They really make you feel very special, and it really adds to a nice air of excitement when you get there. So it was an incredible experience. I mean, all the guys I know keep the little photos that we got to take at the museum that we went to, and you know, people are going to be holding on to that for a while because it was tremendous.
You went to Birmingham, Alabama, and you played North Carolina. 90 minutes wasn't enough. You had to go to overtime. That wasn't enough, and then penalty kicks, and that's always a difficult situation.
Yeah.
How'd the team feel after the event was over?
I mean, you know, how else can you feel by coming so close and then still being so far from your goal, you know, knowing you have a whole other year before you can get back there. So, I mean, it was obviously a lot of disappointment, a lot of, you know, things that we wish we could have done better, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, when you really think about it, I think that the team has to look and say that we did an amazing job getting there. You know, it was an amazing season just from start to finish, the way we grew as a team. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of disappointment, but I think we can look back and smile upon what we accomplished.
You're going to be a senior this upcoming year.
Yes.
And that disappointment and those wounds from the tournament, I'm sure, are still kind of near the surface.
Yeah.
What are you looking to do in your senior year to ensure that the Bruins get back there and proceed on to the national championship game?
Well, I mean, for me, it's all about just bettering myself, you know, constantly looking at a way to improve my game, improve my leadership skills, so that, you know, next year we get ourselves to that position and further, hopefully, and win a national championship. I think, you know, for me, I'm excited that I was only a junior last year. That way I have a chance to come and, you know, make amends and to try and get us back there and to do everything I can. You know, I know some of those seniors who lost in that game really wish they had another opportunity to come and make things right. And so I'm just grateful to have that and to be able to now put time in on the off season and get my body, get my mind, get everything ready for, you know, next season and to get really go after it, you know.
You had a couple of teammates who left school early to go to the MLS, Chandler Hoffman and Kellen Rowe.
Roommate, actually. Chandler's my roommate.
So, that, I mean, that's got to be an interesting position for you now. That's going to put your role even as one of greater prominence next year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's another thing. You know, there's with the increased, you know, leadership, you know, it comes an increased position as a player on the field. So, you know, there's going to be a lot more responsibility on some of the guys who have been here and who have, you know, been maybe more in supporting roles. Now they're going to have to take more roles that are dynamic and leadership roles. So, yeah, you know, Chandler and Kellen leaving, I wish them the best. I think, you know, they did a great move for their career, but I'm not too worried. I think that, you know, oftentimes when you lose players like that and you have a bit of a gap showing, it really leaves room for the people that maybe just needed that little bit of more time or, you know, a little bit more focus from the coaches to come in and really step into their own. You know, I think it creates a good culture for everyone to be able to, you know, really work to become their best and to fill in those roles. You know, everyone needs to step up. So I think it's ultimately going to be really good for us.
Being from Calabasas, you're relatively close to home. What kind of factors influenced your decision to come to UCLA?
I've been home a lot, and I've also been away a lot. I mean, I've been in the U17 residency program, which is for the U17 national team, and had to live in Florida for a semester. I've gone all over, you know, the country and the world just playing soccer, whether it's for country or just club teams or regional teams or state teams. So I've traveled a lot. You know, I've been to a lot of places, and I've had the experience of being away from home. Whereas a lot of kids, you know, I know in my grade at high school, we're thinking, oh, I can't wait to get away from home, get away from my parents. Like, it's going to be so much better. Kind of the grass is always greener on the other side type thing. And, you know, for me, I realized that, you know, being away from home is great, but home is really, you know, for me, home is where the heart is, and that's where you want to kind of keep your foundation. So I love being close to my family, you know, only a 25-minute drive at night. And
4 hours during the day.
Exactly, 4 hours during the day. So I'm wise when I go, you know, where. You have to always be thinking about that. That comes with the territory. And, you know, I'm glad to be able to have the option to go home. You know, I talked to a lot of people, and they're really upset dealing with the homesickness, and that's never been an issue for me. So it's made college life really carefree, really nice. You know, home-cooked meals, board games with the family when I get, you know, have nothing to do. So it's really been fun.
Well, I can't imagine you have too much free time. In addition to your soccer, you're a very good student, second team all academic, and you're also a singer-songwriter. I can hear the voice,
yeah.
But tell us about the songs you write.
Yeah, actually, you know, my father's a filmmaker, and he just finished a film that's coming out this year. It's called Christmas in Compton. And me and my cousin, he just recently signed with Interscope Records, a label deal for the next 2 years as an artist and a producer.
Well, your dad's name is David. Tell us about your cousin.
My dad's name is David. My cousin's Luke Christopher, that is his artist name. So, you know, me and him kind of, my dad asked us to come together and collaborate on a song for the movie. And, you know, I had started doing music when I was young, and I got Luke into it. And so we had always made songs. We had played on a couple places. We even played at the Roxy like a little bit. And, you know, we had one of those kind of like little touring phase. And then we stopped. I went into soccer. He kept with music. And so he asked us to come back together. And we did. And we ended up writing a really great song. It's going to be used in the end of the movie, to kind of the finale of the movie. I'm just listening to the final version on the way here. So it's really exciting. That's very cool. And, you know, I'm just keeping moving forward with all the creative pursuits that I do. I also am heavily involved in film as well. I'm shooting a film at my apartment this Sunday. So I'm doing a lot of things. I'm with a production company called Conscious Comedy that I just created with a couple friends. And the real message is to kind of give a comedic reference to more of the socially kind of stigmatized things that people look at as lame, or maybe, you know, if you're super like rigid and you don't want to do, let's say, not drink at a party, you know, people think you can't have fun if you don't, you know, drink or do anything like that. And I want to say, you know, I think it's, I'm always a sober guy. You know, I think it's really great if you go to a party and can have a lot of fun, and especially if there are people there who choose to do that with you as well. So we're making this film to kind of show the opposite side of how fun a party can be when you actually are in complete control of yourself and you have a complete idea of what's going on. So
let's talk a little bit back about soccer.
Yeah.
You play the midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Are there professional teams or players that you've kind of emulated growing up?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have to say that there are just a few that just stick out right now. The main being Thierry Henry. And he was just, he was my idol. I mean, he was an Arsenal striker. He was so prolific in his goal scoring. I mean, every game he would be getting in a goal or an assist in just the most remarkable fashion that makes you say, he could never do that again. Yet, the next game, he does it again. And you're saying, wow, I mean, this guy is incredible. And so I always fashion my kind of playing style, my kind of nonchalant but very dangerous style off of him. And you know, as a kid, I grew up watching all the Arsenal games, and it's really cool. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with MLS, but he
well, no, of course, and Thierry Henry coming to MLS was one
yes.
of the big stories this year.
Yeah, exactly. He came to the New York Red Bulls, but what's really cool, if you're an Arsenal fan like me, he went on loan now that the MLS season is over. He's gone back on loan to Arsenal to play for a couple months and get ready for the MLS season. And the first game he got back, he scored the game-winning goal, which was really incredible. So it's just such a cool thing to see him back there doing what, you know, I fell in love with him doing. And, you know, I definitely say other players that I just am in love with, you know, Lionel Messi is, I think if you know anything about soccer, you know that name and you know how incredible he is. And just the things that he does. So I always try and, you know, look at him, learn things from him.
The amazing thing about Messi, he's like 23 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people think he's been around for all these years, but he's really still a young player.
I mean, he's already won 3 Ballon d'Ors, which is the, you know, World Player of the Year in a row. You know, and the only other player is Michel Platini, who is from France and back in, you know, I think the 70s or something, like a long time ago. So he's about to break all the records, and he's so young. I mean, he's 2 years older than me, 2-3 years. And
as part of the aspects of your game, what is it that you feel you've gotten down pretty well? What do you need to improve on in your personal game?
Mm. Well, I'm a technical guy. You know, I keep the ball. I'm smart. I have vision. I know where the ball should go. You know, I watch teams like Arsenal, Barcelona, teams that keep the ball. So that's naturally my tendency to be able to find a quick pass, find someone else, break out, you know, take it down the line, do something that, you know, most people see a tight space and maybe they get hesitant about it. That's my forte, and that's what I've always considered my forte. But what I did before I came back, actually before I came to college, you know, I was just simply that guy, but a goal scorer. You know, I was just the main producer on my team. My club team won 3 national championships in a row, and we did that, you know, and I was leading that forefront. And, you know, what I want to do is just getting into college is always difficult. You have to find your place as a freshman, as a sophomore, as a junior, and keep adapting to the game and what the coaches need. The people who leave off your team and who come on, it can be very challenging. So, you know, you have to figure out, what do I need? What do the coaches need? And then how can I get on the field and stay on the field? So for me, you know, I found a niche in keeping the ball and playing fast and being dangerous, not necessarily scoring. We had someone, Chandler, who was great, who was doing that for us last year. I needed to be more of a support role, some guy to initiate attack plays, keep the ball going forward, keep us in possession. And now with Chandler gone, with Kellen gone, couple guys, I think it's time for me to kind of work on getting back into that more producing role, getting a lot of goals, getting a lot of assists, kind of helping to take some of that weight on my shoulders this season. So that's what I'll be working on, trying to make sure I can stay focused and get the ball in the back of the net.
A guy whose plate is very full, we wish you nothing but the best of luck as you enter your senior season.
Thank you.
That's Evan Rayner, and this is Allison Taylor. I'm Dave Marcus. We'd like to thank you for joining us on UCLA Bruin Talk. Hope you enjoyed the show. It flew by for us. We'll see you next week. Until then, so long from Westwood.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.